Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to you. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. We hope this moment will be one of inspiration, reflection, and a little bit of hope in your life. It was Richard Rohr, my good teacher and friend, who said, "All great spirituality has to do with what we do with our pain." Think about that for a while. What we do with our pain. Richard has rightly said that we either heal or we pass it on. We either heal our pain or project it on others. That has to do with the person who's had a terrible thing happen at home. Maybe he's on the edge of a divorce and he comes back into the office and he's just mean to everyone. And he's got problems, yes, but he doesn't deal with them. He doesn't look for some healing for his own problems. He projects them on other people. And this is a real problem in our world. There's a man in the state of Washington who's ordained and a teacher of religion at a small college. He lost his wife, daughter, and mother in a car accident, all three of them at the same time. When someone came to him and said to him, "Why you? Why you with all your faith and all of the good that you do?" He answered him rightly by saying, "Why not me?" He was clear that in this random universe, bad things happen to good people. And prayer is for communion with God, not for getting a cheaper rate in life from God. Prayer does not spare us from pain, loss, and heartbreak. The healing of his pain had to do with knowing that God does not inflict pain, but heals our pain in time as a companion on that road toward healing. Way too many people project their pain on others. I went to, for an entire week, to the Hoffman Process, which is looking at family patterns in our homes of origin and dealing with some of those things that we have either rejected or imitated from our home that are less than our best. I remember a man coming to me unannounced. I have in my lifetime performed 1,000 marriages, and his was one of them. And oftentimes people make an appointment, but he came to me standing outside my office after lunch. And he said, "Can I have a moment?" "Sure." He came on in and he sat down and he said, "You did our wedding 2 years ago." I said, "Yes, I remember." He says, "I need to tell you this, Dr. Wing. I don't feel the same way about my wife as I did the day we got married." I said, "Well, congratulations. This is the day then that your marriage begins." Scott Peck rightfully said that love is not a feeling, certainly a romantic feeling that lasts forever. Love is not a feeling, but something you decide to do. We talked for a moment. They got into counseling, stayed in the church, 3 children. They seem to be a very happy couple dealing with all of the ups and downs of life. This has been 3 Good Minutes. I'm Richard Wing, wishing you all the best.
Three Good Minutes with Dr. Richard Wing publishes new podcast episodes every Thursday. See you next week.